The FBI is reporting that it is now solving 80% more of its cases after acquiring a great big magnifying glass, and the skincare company Eucerin has unveiled a new ultimate repair lotion that regresses your hands back to being smooth and baby-sized. Will it work on my big wrinkly old hands? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price. This is The Topical, and those are just some of the headlines from the day's news. Stay with us, and you might just get to hear a few more. Big news for people who drive little cars. Fiat is recalling its 2019 C-SUV for not looking small and weird enough. While announcing the recall of more than 60,000 of their brand new SUVs, a spokesperson for the Italian carmaker had this to say.
The SUVs should be bright cherry red. They should not have normal colors. They should have those funny little mirrors and scrape the ground when you drive them. This is a disaster.
Joining us now is OPR's Marcy Hammond. Marcy, what are the issues with the new C-SUV?
Well, there are several reasons Fiat is recalling the vehicle, but a primary issue is that owners don't bump their heads when they get in. Fiat was also particularly concerned by reports that more than two people were fitting inside the car at the same time.
Only a slender man and his beautiful girlfriend Francesca should fit into this car. They should not have room for their breadbasket in the back seat. The breadbasket should only be on the roof.
And are there any safety concerns with this particular model?
Yes, Fiat did warn that drivers should not attempt to weave in and out of a busy Italian market, since the new vehicle's turn radius isn't sharp enough to avoid an Italian cyclist coming straight at you after popping out from behind a clothesline.
Right, and another part of Fiat's recall was that they were also disappointed in the design, correct?
Yes, they said they were, quote, deeply disturbed that the wheels didn't look like little Lego wheels, and that the vehicle didn't include an inexplicably dumb white line designed into the side of the doors.
This car must look so tiny and must look so stupid. At Fiat, we will settle for nothing less.
Okay, so what happens now?
Fiat has vowed to release a new model in the near future that reflects what people have come to expect from the Fiat brand.
We swear the new model will once again putt-putt all across Rome and be so small that it can fit inside your home. The new car will also make the toy beeping noises. It will go beep-beep, not honk-honk. And it will be so bumpy when driving that all your farfalle will bounce from your market bag onto the car floor and out the window. We promise.
And in addition to the recall, they will also be putting their early 1992 model back on the market for those looking to drive a vehicle that looks like it's the switch car for a major bank heist.
Well, let's hope Fiat figures this out and gets all their little clown cars back on the road soon. Thank you, Marcy.
Thank you.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered, but we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed, 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Consider me your magic news genie because I'm about to grant you three more pieces of news. Here's what else you need to know today. A concerning new study shows people wearing green and people not wearing green are equally likely to get physically assaulted this St. Patrick's Day. The study also found that those who chose to wear green were also no less likely to be drunkenly screamed at for no reason than those who chose not to wear green. And an unadorned Chevy Silverado, driven by the town comptroller, somehow made the cut as a St. Patrick's Day parade float. It's unclear as of now what the hell parade organizers were thinking. And finally, a new marriage law will go for a vote in the French Parliament next week. The progressive new law would officially define marriage in the country as being between man, wife, wife's mistress, wife's lesbian lover, and the couple they each sometimes do ménage à trois with. And that's The Topical for today. I'm Leslie Price. We know the news doesn't stop when this podcast does, so be sure to go to theonion.com for all the day's top stories. That should fill you with enough dread and despair to hold you over until tomorrow's episode. See you then.